Thursday, July 19th. Breakout or fake out was the question du jour that hit my mailbox late yesterday. And my response was, I really don't know right here, since all that happened in yesterday's trading was an upside retest of the highs registered a few weeks ago at S&P level 1375. And at that level 2 weeks ago, I said, what we really need right here is a decisive and sustained breakout above the overhead resistance in the 1360 to 1366 zone to turn me more constructive on stocks. Unfortunately, yesterday's Dow WOW failed to turn my indicators positive, at least in the short term. That said, those same indicators are definitely not negative, which is consistent with my 2012 mantra that you can be cautious, but do not get bearish. Yet the question at hand remains, breakout or fake out? And again, quite frankly, I really don't know, at least at this juncture, since my proprietary indicators tell me not to fully trust the current upside scheme, even though I have consistently opined that the early June lows were the daily and intermediate cycle lows of the May through June decline. Interestingly, folks, the variance between the buying pressure on the S&P yesterday versus the buying pressure on the New York Stock Exchange shows that there was overall softness late in yesterday afternoon's session. Also worth noting is that trading is pretty timid right here in the summer doldrums. As well, my risk indicators did not confirm yesterday's intraday highs. The money flow indicators, however, have merely paused recently, suggesting the upside should still be favored. Trading support, at least very near term, is visible at 1360, 1361, and all proprietary indicators suggest, at least on a very short-term trading basis, some kind of intraday top today, followed by a brief attempt to sell stocks back down that doesn't really gain much downside traction, and then higher highs will be due in the weeks ahead. Now, if that pattern plays, it means that pullbacks are for buying. Now, while I continue to like the strategy of buying the non-stock market correlated stocks so often mentioned in these comments, other names favorably rated by our fundamental analysts that in the current earnings reporting season have beaten, at least as of yesterday's close, have beaten their earnings estimates, beaten their revenue estimates, and guided estimates higher going forward include WellCare Group, WCG, outperform rated, Monolithic Power, MPWR, outperform rated, Roadrunner, RRTS, strong buy rated, Select Comfort, Sam Charlie Sam, strong buy rated, Guidance Software, GUID, outperform rated, Arctic Cat, ACAT, strong buy rated, Apple, strong buy rated, and Intuitive Surgical, ISRG. Now, as for how to get reluctant investors back into stocks, I still like my friends at Riverfront Strategy to wit, number one, identify the quantity of cash to put back to work, example 20%. Step two, break the trade into digestible chunks, example, break it into four parts of 5% each. Step three, implement the strategy on the first pullback off of some kind of high today, example, invest 5% initially. Step four, set a date for implementing the second trade. Step five, implement third and fourth segments of the trade if the market pullback does indeed occur. And step six, after the date the second trade occurs, return to step one with the remaining cash. And that leaves the call for today. For very short-term finesse trading types, I think we either stall here for a couple days at slightly higher prices and or we get some kind of pullback off of an intraday trading top today. However, I don't think the selling will gain much traction with higher prices due for equities in the not-too-distant future.
There is no assurance any of the trends mentioned will continue in the future. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, and charges and expenses of mutual funds carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about this investment. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor and should be read carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risks that will affect their value, including political, regulatory, market, and economic risks. Investors may realize a profit or loss.